This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Delhi police has filed an FIR against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on BJP's complaint. Delhi police in statement said it has only removed section 109 of Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita and all other sections are the same as given in the complaint. BJP MPs Anurag Singh Thakur, along with fellow MPs Basuri Swaraj and Hemang Joshi, had lodged a complaint against Lok Sabha leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi at Parliament Street Police Station yesterday under sections 109, attempt to murder, 115, voluntarily causing grievous hurt, 117, 125, 131 and 351 for injuring BJP MPs by pushing them. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has issued strict instructions that no political party, member of parliament or groups of MPs will hold any dharna and demonstration at any building gates of the parliament house. The instruction has come in the wake of the incident in the parliament precincts yesterday as Congress and BJP MPs shoved each other at the gate during protests which led to injury and hospitalization of two MPs. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a three-day official visit to Mauritius from today. The visit marks the first high-level bilateral engagement between India and Mauritius after the formation of the new government in Mauritius led by Prime Minister Navin Chandra Ramgoolam. The visit is a continuation of the regular high-level exchanges between the two countries and reflects the priority India attaches to its relation with Mauritius under its Vision Sagar, Africa Forward policy and commitment to Global South. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended Christmas celebrations at the residence of Union Minister George Kurian in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi interacted with eminent members of the Christian community on the occasion. The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha will be held next month. Registration for this Prime Minister Narendra Modi's unique interactive program has already started and will remain open until 14th January on MyGov portal. This program has conceptualized to reduce examination stress and encourage students, teachers and parents to celebrate life as an utsav. Bombay High Court has upheld Shiv Sena Shinde Group MP Ravindra Vaikar's victory over his rival Sena UBT candidate Amol Kirtikar in the Lok Sabha election while dismissing Kirtikar's petition challenging Vaikar's win. Two contested the election from the Mumbai Northwest constituency where Vaikar won by a narrow margin of 48 votes. In Nigeria, at least 35 children have been killed in a stampede at a school Christmas fun fair in southwestern city of Ibadan. Police said six others were critically injured. The stampede occurred when large crowds gathered for promised cash handouts and food. Around 5,000 children were at the venue and the chaos erupted as the main organizers arrived to begin the event. Authorities have arrested 80 people, including the event's lead organizer and the main sponsor at Basuran Islamic High School. Russia and Ukraine have both ruled out renewing a key gas transit deal for Europe. Russian President Vladimir Putin stated that Kyiv has refused to extend the five-year agreement to transport Russian gas across Ukraine beyond its expiry at the end of this month. In a statement in Brussels, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also indicated that Kyiv will not transit Russian gas. Russian President Vladimir Putin has stated that he is ready to compromise over Ukraine in possible talks with US President-elect Donald Trump to end the war. Talking to media persons, President Putin stated he has no conditions for talks with Ukrainian authorities and is ready to negotiate with anyone, including President Volodymyr Zelensky. However, Russian President emphasized that any deal must be signed by Ukraine's legitimate authorities, which the Kremlin currently recognizes as the Ukrainian Parliament. In women's T20 cricket, India defeated the West Indies by 60 runs in the third and final match to clinch the series 2-1 at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai last night. Put into bat first, India posted their highest ever total in T20Is, scoring 217 for 4 in 20 overs, thanks to Smriti Mandhana's 77 runs of 47 balls and Richa Ghosh's quick fire 54 runs of just 21 balls. Richa Ghosh also equaled the world record for the fastest 50 in women's T20s, reaching 50 in just 18 balls. Richa was adjudged player of the match, while Mandhana was awarded the player of the series accolade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.